This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today is a somber day for a lot of children of the 1980s and 90s. One of the defining technologies of those times is shutting down for good. AOL Instant Messenger, AIM sometimes, is signing off forever. When it launched in 1997, AIM changed the way millions of people communicated online, and it laid the foundation for the nearly inescapable 24/7 world of social media that we have today. Marketplace's Rima Kreis looks back at the chat service and what it meant to so many people, including her.
There's a box stashed under my bed full of high school memories, including this bright orange binder. On the front, scribbled in pencil, it reads, "Warning, this is not school-related." Inside are pages and pages of top-secret conversations I had on AOL Instant Messenger. Gossip, flirting, and those tortured goodbyes. I was 16, and it showed.
Man, it's getting late.
Yeah, and I have to go. My dad has been, like, bugging me.
Oh, man, okay. I guess we'll see each other tomorrow in history.
Okay, good night. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, good night.
Good night, bye.
Bye. Smiley face.
At its peak in the early 2000s, AIM had 36 million active users, many of them angst-ridden teenagers with screen names like
Beach Babe XOX.
Sick Man 9483.
Banana Laser 874.
Chanel Check 16.
Soccer Dude 58.
Soccer Blondie 535.
I was Sweet and Sour 435. And like Soccer Dude 58, Banana Laser 874, and most of my generation, I haven't logged on to AIM in years. Then there's this guy, who's chatted with his friends on AIM nearly every day for the past 20 years. His screen name?
Oh, Appleman. I also have Barry.
Barry Appleman. You could say he was one of AIM's earliest adopters. He helped invent it. Appleman worked in development at AOL back in the 90s. He was the guy behind the original buddy list. You know, the thing that showed which of your friends were online and ready to chat.
I sort of put my thoughts on paper at some point and said, you know, we really need to do this as a standalone product for the internet.
So Appleman, along with a small team, started designing an instant messaging service. AOL's response?
They didn't know about it.
What?
We built this in secret, in development, telling no one.
Appleman says back then, a free messaging service, as in no subscription fee, wasn't considered a sound business idea. AOL did not embrace it.
There are very few people willing to, you know, say, oh, we should embrace this and toss all that old stuff out that's making us money.
Appleman's team tried to find ways to monetize the service, but advertising never really took off. Meanwhile, AOL was starting what would be its own long decline.
The handwriting that AIM would be dead was on the wall for many, many years.
But like so many tech pioneers, AIM helped set the stage for the companies that would eventually surpass it, says Karen North. She's a professor of digital social media at the University of Southern California.
They had news tickers and stock tickers. They had the ability to talk or do voice before Skype. They had file sharing for music.
AIM also deserves some credit for social media's emotional shorthand.
Little acronyms like LOL to emojis and profiles.
Instant messaging was like the prep course for expressing yourself online. It's where Soccer Dude 58, a.k.a. Patrick Duplessis, asked out his first girlfriend in elementary school.
I was just so excited by her response because she said yes that I printed out the conversation and brought it to school and showed all of my friends.
It's why no one in Beach Babe XOX's house could get a phone call in edgewise. Dial-up was the thing back then, and Gabrielle Carullo was always logged on.
Oh my God, all day long. Literally, all day.
And it's where Kate Sella, XOXO Dance 9312, mastered the art of the away message.
I feel like a little break in my heart. Like childhood lost or something.
Me too. This is Sweet and Sour 435, signing off.